good Wednesday morning from Marion, Kentucky. We have a lot of news to get to today, so let's get right into it. In transportation information, the Cave and Rock Ferry closed for about a week, is set to make its reopening this Thursday if the water continues to fall out of the Ohio River. Officials report that the river's water level is expected to drop below 40 feet by 6 a.m. on Thursday, a crucial threshold that will allow crews to safely clear debris from the ferry landings. And once the cleanup is complete, service is expected to resume, providing that much-needed link for local commuters. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press Online for further developments in this story. In a special announcement for Kentucky taxpayers, the Internal Revenue Service has announced sweeping tax relief for individuals and businesses impacted by severe storms and straight-line winds, flooding, and landslides that began February 4th of this year. Following a FEMA disaster declaration, affected taxpayers throughout Kentucky will now have until November 3rd to file their federal tax returns and make payments that were originally due between February and November. The extension also covers individual income tax returns, normally due April 15th, and quarterly payments and excise tax returns for businesses, among many others. The relief also extends to estimated tax payments and even allows penalty abatement on certain payroll and excise tax deposits if paid by March 3rd. Again, this is for that storm that went through Kentucky beginning on February 14th that led to all the flooding and that high Ohio River we just talked about. Authorities want to notify residents about increasing ATV activity along the face of the dam at Lake George. There were also reports of sledding on the area last week, prompting local officials to put some restrictions on the recreation area that has been closed for more than 2 years since the levee began leaking. Signs will be posted to restrict these activities for safety reasons, city officials say. The lake was recently reopened to fishing and other recreational activity, but those using the area should avoid the earthen levee and rock cofferdam built to protect the levee. And I don't know how many of you have already heard this, but Lester Holt is stepping down as anchor of NBC Nightly News. The move doesn't take effect until sometime this summer. Lester has been the face of Nightly News for about a decade. He's 65 years old and joined NBC in the year 2000 as a reporter, becoming the full-time anchor in 2015, replacing Brian Williams. Holt has also been a principal anchor of Dateline since September of 2011, and I think he's going to spend most of his efforts with that program from now on. Attention to plumbers and apprentices. Madisonville Community College Workforce Solutions is now offering a spring 2025 plumbing code exam prep course to help you prepare for the Kentucky State Plumbing Exam. This comprehensive 36-hour course provides an in-depth review of Kentucky plumbing codes with practice tests and real-life applications. You'll receive a copy of the code book and a workbook as part of your registration. Licensed plumbers take note of this. You can earn up to 18 hours of continuing education credit by attending this course. Classes begin March 17th. And run for 4 weeks, meeting Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Brown Badgett Building on the Madisonville Community College campus. The cost is $295, but registration is required. Sign up online at tinyurl.com. You can get that address by going to the Madisonville Community College website. You can also call 270-824-8658. Early registration is encouraged as classes are limited and could fill up fast. Now let's take a moment to hear from H&H Home and Hardware.
Well, friends, it's still winter. Everybody's favorite season. This is Shanna. over at H&H, and I'm here to tell you we have everything that you need to keep you and your home warm this season. Not only that, we want to be your building center. You got a project you're working on now? Got one coming up in the spring? We want to be a part of it. So drop in and see us. Give us a call, 270-965-2700. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We got some really exciting things happening.
A motorist out on the highways and streets early Friday morning will need to be on the lookout for equipment that will be somewhat unusual, you might say. Again, that's Friday morning because the Crittenden County High School will have its Drive Your Tractor to School Day. This event was originally scheduled for last week, but the bad weather postponed it. Participating students will meet in town by 7 a.m. and gather with escorts before making their way onto campus. In local obituaries, Melva Blanche Moore Porter, 94, of Salem, died Monday, February 24th at Salem Spring Lake Health and Rehab. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arrangements. And we'll catch you up on some local meetings you might want to attend. The Crittenden County Public Library Board will meet at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, February 27th at the library. The Marion Code Enforcement Board will meet at 5 p.m. Monday, March 3rd at City Hall. And Livingston County Board of Education will meet at 5 p.m. on Monday, March 10th. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, for the Rocket basketball team, a difficult season came to an end Tuesday night at Trigg County as Crittenden County lost 95-24 to the Lions, the top-ranked team in the district and one of the top teams in the entire region. The Crittenden County Rockets got behind early and never had a chance in that game. It was 35-4 at the end of the first period. The Rockets close out a pretty disappointing season with no wins in 26 games. They were plagued by injuries and some departures this year. Just a difficult season for the Rockets. And as a historical note, it's not the first time Crittenden County has gone winless in a season. The basketball team in 1990-91 under then head coach Jim Simmons was 0-24. In that game on Tuesday night, Drake Young led the way with 11 points. He was the team's leading scorer on the season with an 8-point average. In the other district opener, Livingston Central really put it on Trigg County behind a great performance by Logan Ring with 28 points. Bryson Walker had 22 as Livingston Central advances to the championship game with a 74-57 win over the tournament host team, Trigg County. Lyon County and Livingston will play Friday night at 7 p.m. in the championship game of the 5th District Tournament. And as we told you earlier in the week, the Lady Rockets will play on Thursday in the championship game of the 5th District Tournament. The Rocket Girls beat Trigg County, the host team, on Monday night, and Lyon County beat Livingston Central also on Monday, and those two teams, Lyon and Crittenden, will meet at 7 p.m. in the championship game down at Cadiz at Trigg County High School on Thursday night. Both teams have 20 wins on the season, and they were the same two teams that played in the championship game last year. Lyon County won that game. Crittenden County coach Shannon Hodge is Lady Rockets' 20th win on Monday night makes this the fourth year in her 33-year career that her club has won at least 20 basketball games. I caught up with Coach Hodge after Monday night's victory down at Trigg County, and let's hear a little bit what she had to say after that ball game as her team prepares for the district championship.
So we're looking forward to tomorrow night. You know, we know that whoever we play, whatever it is, whatever the situation, we feel like that we should be able to go and handle ourselves. We, you know, if we're if we're defensively moving and being aggressive, and you know, if we're rebounding the basketball and transitioning well, you know, we feel like we give ourselves a chance. Of course, you know, you got to count on a few shots going down, but we shot the ball decent in the first round. We got to attack the rim early, I feel like, and try to culminate all the things we've been working on. There's so many little things about basketball, so many fundamental things that you want to try to be doing well, and that you have to do well to win championships.
Of course, had a little scare there in the third quarter. Elliot Evans, he's had an ankle injury, and then she goes out and obviously take her out for the rest of the game. But.
Right. Well, I already had a sub going in for her.
Yeah.
It was scary, but you know, she's pretty tough, and we've got it taped up pretty good. She wears a brace with it as well, and you know, she you can't put her in a bubble. She's going to go play. So for us to be at our best, you know, I feel like she needs to be on the floor. And she provides so much energy out there. So I'm glad that she's been able to get back. You know, we kind of went conservative after she did it the second time. You know, she might could have played the Henderson game. Was probably going to try to get her in a game that last week, if not two. But, you know, it worked out where I didn't have to make that decision. The weather made that for us. And so she's ready. You know, she was ready to go tonight and feeling good. So. You know, it's a total team effort. I thought we had bright spots from a lot of different people. You know, she shot the ball well. Anna shot the ball. Jordan hit a three. You know, Fed played hard, got a bunch of boards. Briston and Morgan inside. Georgia Holman came in, did a great job. You know, you got all the youngs, Adri and Abigail that come in and play hard. And we got Chloe back on the floor too, Chloe Hunt. You know, Chloe's been such an inspiration to me, I know, with all the things that she's been through to keep fighting as hard as she has, and if anybody deserves to get on the floor tonight, she did. So glad to see that.
All right, championship game on Thursday night at Cadiz.
Yes, we'll be there. Bells on.
Now, despite the outcome in that game on Thursday, both teams will advance to the regional tournament, which begins Monday night at Christian County. We will get you caught up later in the week on what night the Lady Rockets will be playing in the regional tournament early next week. And in college basketball, the Kentucky Wildcats, ranked number 17 again this week, will play Oklahoma at 8 p.m. tonight on the SEC Network. The college rankings came out earlier in the week, and Auburn is still ranked number 1. Duke is number 2. Florida and Tennessee are also in the top 5. And again, like I told you earlier in the week, this is the next last regular season game for the Cats. Their final game will be Saturday, March 1st. That will be at home against Auburn. And that's a wrap on today's program. We'll catch you at the end of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.